65,000 hectares of Ghana's forest plantation are destroyed every year, and should this trend continue, it will have serious repercussions on the country's water bodies, the environment, and wildlife species. The chief executive of the Forestry Commission, Samuel Afare Date, gave the caution at the signing of a memorandum of understanding for the Ghana Rubber Estates Limited to hand over 40 hectares of its concession at Ewidua in the Wasafia State Traditional Area to the Forestry Commission to preserve biodiversity. The agreement is for 5 years and renewable. Mr. Afare Date elaborates further.
If a percentage of forest cover is lost, it affects our cocoa yield. And if it affects our cocoa yield, it obviously affects the revenue that Ghana expects to receive from cocoa. And that is why it is very important that we protect the forest to continue to provide the goods and services that is made to provide. It's not just the relation between cocoa and the forest. It's also about ailments like bronchitis, asthma, and so on and so forth that depend on the ability of our forest to absorb the carbon dioxide in the environment. It's also about the watershed management, where forests protect the water bodies that we have in this country. The Brimsu, Ayinsu, and Dinsu is protected by the Atiwa Forest Reserve, and these water bodies supply about 60-70% of Accra's water needs, and therefore that's the reason why it's important that we protect this particular forest reserve. Climate regulation, food security are all part of the functions of the forest, and therefore the consequence of also its absence. You see, when you talk about lands or any kind of property, they are regulated and backed by the prevailing laws of a country. Forestry cannot just go and take someone's land and say, because forest is important, I've come to confiscate your land. It must be a voluntary action. That is why I'm very proud of Ghana Rubber Estate Limited, that they've acquired land at a very high cost to plant rubber and make profit. However, in view of the enormous benefit of the forest in terms of the kind of things that I've mentioned, they've come to collaborate with the Forestry Commission to protect, manage, and develop this land for biodiversity purposes and not pure financial purposes. There is no way the Forestry Commission alone can protect the lands that we have. No country has succeeded in doing that. It's always been a collaborative effort. The police, the judiciary, all of us must come together to be able to protect this very valuable asset.